All right.
Thank you, Brother Frazier. Well, good afternoon. Good evening. Glad to be in the house of the Lord one more time. 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray. Brother, if we ever needed to pray, we need to pray now. For this world that we are living in, things that are going on in the world, and we just need to pray that all may be well. All right, let's go to John 14 tonight, and we're going to continue on. Verse 16, we spent a lot of time on last week to emphasize the blessings that we have. Blessed is the man who endured temptations based on that promise. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. Verse 16, John 14, 16, Jesus continued his comforting words, like Brother Frazier says, assuring words, blessed assurance. Why we need not to be troubled. Amen. Verse 16, he talks about, and I pray, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter that he may abide with you forever. Write James 1:25 by that. The reason why I want you to write that there, because he said, and that comforter will abide with you forever. And that forever is the book that I'm holding in my hand. Amen. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but the word will not. Amen. Even the Spirit, and I want you to underline that word, the Spirit of truth. The reason why I want you to underline the Spirit of truth, because Spirit goes back with comforter, which is the Holy Spirit that gives us truth. Amen. The Spirit of truth. See, you can't be in the wrong spirit and be right. Because Spirit going to bring forth truth through the law of reciprocity. It's impossible, brethren, to say that you wrong and be right. It just can't happen. Because anytime the right spirit is there, they're going to bring about truth. So when you see people who make statements and can't be backed up by the proper spirit, it can't be true. That is, if you can't be backed up by the book for what they say, it can't be true. Because it's not but one spirit, amen. Amen. One spirit, one law, one faith, one baptism, Ephesians 4:4, that we must endeavor to keep the unity of the spirit and the bond of peace. It's amazing that when you talk to people, that people don't understand that concept when it comes to the word of God. People just think that multiplicity, that is that people can do what they want to do when they want to do, and still be in line with the Spirit. But you can't be. Because the Bible here plainly said, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but you know him, for he shall dwell with you and shall be in you. Now, by the word dwell, right, 1 Corinthians 6:19. Go ahead with me right quick. See, when you know, 1 John 5:13, these things were written that you may know, amen. And because you know, and then you get into the spirit of truth, then when you look at 1 Corinthians 6:19, when he says, what, know ye not, amen, that your body is the temple, what, know ye not, that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not of your own. So the logic of truth is that because of this comforter, they're going to be with us forever and ever. Amen. That's the word of God. Amen. We have the spirit of truth. And because we have the spirit of truth and know him, he said here that he going to dwell in us. Know ye not that your body is a temple. And the only way he going to dwell in you, that you have to study to show yourself approved unto God. Because the more you study, the more you know, and the more you have the understanding to understand what is the will of the Lord. But there's no way that you can get it in error. And I give you another point. You can't be around people in error and have the spirit of truth. Because see, wrong can't make right. Everybody, 2 John 9 says, if any of you come and bring not this doctrine, receive him. He goes on to say, if you do, you are a partaker of his evil deed. Because see, you can't be around wrong and right exists. See, wrong would take, would darken the light. Darkness would darken the light. See, and that's the reason why, one more time, 2 Corinthians, I want you to mark those. See, 2 Corinthians 6, same book. See, 2 Corinthians 6, he talks about that. In 2 Corinthians chapter 6, see, he talks about that by verse 19. See, by verse 14, 15, 16, all right? 14, he talks about being not unequal to yoke together with unbelievers. But righteousness, righteousness with unrighteousness, with communion, has light with darkness. And what concord hath Christ with Belial? What part hath he that believeth with an infidel? All right? But draw right down to verse 17. That's where I really want to come. He said, wherefore, come out from among them. Why do you need to come out from among them? Why? Because you want to stay right. See, you'll be contaminated. See, bad influence. See, in relationship to having that comforter that's going to be with us forever and ever, which is the spirit of truth that we know, and because we know it, amen, he going to dwell with us forever and ever. That's the reason why I go back to the beginning. He said, let not your heart be troubled. See, we are troubled because we fail to do what God tells us to do. But we do what God tells us to do, drop our way back up to verse number 14. If you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. See, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. So if I had to solve, if I had to sum up verse 16 and 17, this is what I would say. Comforter equals spirit of truth. Comforter equals spirit of truth because I know. I know they're going to be with me, what? Forever and ever. Why? Because they're going to dwell with me forever and ever. Why? Because my body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. Why? Because I have came ye out from among them. Amen. Y'all got that? See? And that's what you got to understand. See, if verse number 14 going to be a part of your life, even too. See, you cannot keep God's commandments when wrong is a part of your life. There's no way. You can't do it. See? Because sooner or later, one going to influence the other. Either light going to overtake darkness or darkness going to overtake light. More than likely, darkness going to overtake light. See? Remember one time, we were out by my Christian college when I was there. We had a guy who was a Baptist preacher, and he wanted to obey the gospel. And he met with me and Bill Medeiros about getting baptized. And he said, well, I'll get baptized, but he said, what I want to do is go back to the church where he preached at. He was a Baptist preacher. And he wanted to go back, and he wanted to convert the whole church. He wanted to stay in the Baptist church for like 90 days, then after 90 days, come over. And Bill told me, you can't do that. You can't do that. What you need to do is come ye out from among them. See, then once you come and start being faithful, then you can go back and start teaching them. But see, he couldn't jump out the frying pan and get back in the fire. See, he had to make a decision. He had to come ye out from among them. He had to make a decision to whom he was going to serve. And that's the problem with a lot of people. A lot of people want the word, they want truth, but they want it on their own terms. And you can't get it on your own terms. See, because the comforter, the spirit of truth, is the perfect law of liberty. It's the word of God, amen. It's the book that's going to be with us forever and ever. Can't nobody what, change it? Nobody can add it. Now, you can change it, but you can add it, but not in the book. Because it's going to be here forever and ever. See, and that's the reason why he said, let not your heart be troubled. Look at verse 18. He said, I would not leave you comfortless. See, I will come to you. See, that's the blessing, man. See, sometimes we don't realize how blessed we are in being a Christian. We take Christianity for granted. We take Wednesday night Bible school for granted. We take Sunday school for granted. We take worship for granted. We even take praying and studying. A lot of times, you know you need to study God's word every day. You know you need not to forsake the assembling of ourselves together. You know these are the things that you need to do in order for truth to abound. But we always take study and put it on the back burner. We always take prayer. I want to pray when we need to pray. We come to church when we want to. Or we come haphazardly. But we want to be comforted by God's word. The same thing with people. Most people go to church, but they don't know why they go to church. They don't know what worship is. Because they worship the wrong way. But he says in verse 18, I will not leave you. See, that's the reason why this book is going to be with us forever and ever. Why? So he won't leave us. That's the reason why I know you not that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. Why? So he won't leave you. He's going to be with you in good times and bad times. Amen. He's going to be with you when everybody else is gone. Amen. He's going to give you the comfort. How we get that comfort? Through that mindset. Amen. Understanding what is the will of the Lord. You can be all by yourself, but got that understanding, and you still can be comforted. You still can have peace of mind. I don't care how bad a situation may be. Once you know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, and realize that you got the Spirit of truth, and it's going to be with you forever and ever, amen, and you put that word in there, sometimes you can be in your deepest moment, but you're going to be just like Joseph when Potiphar's wife came at him. You're going to make that statement. I can't do this against my God. Because you got that understanding. You know. It's here. It's in the temple. Amen. It's going to be there. Forever and ever. Well, Revelation 2:10, be thou faithful unto death. See, you never, never, never quit feeding the temple. You feed the temple every day, sometimes two or three times a day. Amen? Because you never know when difficult times are going to come. See, when the devil is going to come. Even Jesus had to tell him it is written. Because see, when you realize who the Spirit of truth is, who that comforter is, and that he's going to be with us forever and ever. And then you know it because you understand it. Amen. And he's going to be with you forever and ever and ever and ever. Man, you can't be nothing but comforted. That's what I told you all the time. A lot of times people will call the preacher. Call John. You need to be called on the Lord. Amen. Not being disrespectful. And the reason why I say that, we all are free moral agents. Amen. We all got the same book. Amen. We all are commanded to study. Not just to preach. Everybody commanded to study. Amen. Everybody commanded to worship. Everybody commanded to do what we're supposed to do. Amen. And that same power works for me just like it works for you. Amen. I don't have no more power than you have. I don't have no more special favors. I mean, I don't have a direct line to God. Same way you talk to him, I talk to him. Amen. But it's that mindset, brethren, to know, to understand. See, who you are, a Christian, amen. And then in verse 18, when he makes that statement here in verse 18, look what it says again. He said, I would not leave you comfortless. I will come to you, see, yet a little while, and the world sees me no more. But you see me because I live and you shall live also. How do we see Jesus? We see him through the word. We see him through the word. Romans 8, 16 and 17, we're heirs of God and we're joined heirs of Jesus Christ. Matthew 5, 13, let your light so shine. Jesus' light, we're supposed to be light. How do we supposed to see Jesus? Through the word. Through knowledge. Through understanding. That's the only way you can see him. Truth. You can't see Jesus. See, how in the world are you going to see Jesus when you are contrary to his word? Everyone, denominationalism is wrong. You can't take error and make it right.
even the church. You can't be in the church and be wrong. Amen. You got to be right. That's really why when there are times that God allow you through grace and mercy to give you a better understanding, give you better knowledge when you knew you were wrong, man, you need to jump at making a change. Because it's nothing but amazing grace that gives you that understanding. Why are you going to quench the spirit for and go contrary to the word of God? Amen. The world can't see it. Why can't the world see it? Because they're in error. They don't know. They don't understand. Amen. Like we do. Why? Because the 27th, right? How can they know when they don't understand the 27th? They don't even understand the 39. Now, most people, when I make talk like that, most people don't even know what I'm talking about. Y'all say, what is he talking, Morse code? Amen. Do y'all know what I'm talking about? 39, the 27? They don't know what I'm talking about. The 66? It's not no combination lock key. That's this book I'm talking about, amen. That comforts, amen. They're going to be with us forever. See, the world don't know this yet because the world can't see that. Why? Because they don't have truth. The spirit of truth, the comforter that's going to be with us forever and ever and ever. That's the reason why Jesus said, let not your heart be troubled. Amen. Because we got something to give us, what you say, Brother Frazier? Blessed assurance. See, peace of mind. But go back to Sunday morning, verse 12, James 1. See, if you had not endured temptation, if you have not perfected, or if you have not matured, if you have not grown to the point whereby you can endure temptation, brethren, you're not going to receive the promises. Because all this is just a promise that we know, that we learn, that we study, that gives us the understanding to know that even if I lost my job, it's going to be all right. You might get sick, it's going to be all right. It's going to be all right. Go back to verse 14. If you shall ask anything in my name, did he say, Brother Hall, I might do it for you? What did he say? I will do it, didn't he? You think God would lie to you? He's not going to lie to you, but do you believe it? That's the point. Do you believe it? Look at verse 20. He says here, at that day you shall know that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I in you. What day is he talking about? He's talking about that day when everything come to fruition. What day? See, Luke 19:10, he came to seek and save which was lost. What day? That day when that church gonna be established, when God's will be done, that is, when he become the head of the church, amen, that day. See, that church, that ecclesia that called our body is the climax of everything. It's fulfillment of Genesis 3:15. It's fulfillment of the whole 39 books of the Old Testament. It's fulfillment of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. That day, what day? That day when God's will be done. When he prayed, Father, I pray that thy will be done on earth as it is what? In heaven. What day? That day when my church be established. That's the day, amen, that we will know that I am in my Father, and ye are in me, and I in you. See, we are in him, see, because we are heirs of God, and we are joint heirs of Jesus Christ, because we are brothers and sisters in Christ. Why? Because we know that we understand, amen, that we have something called the Spirit of Truth. And not only it going to give us comfort, but it going to be with us to the end of time. You say, well, the end of time, when you leave him, that when your end of time will be. Amen. You say, well, the end of time, well, the end of time would be when you leave at Hebrews 9:27. See, it going to be with you. Amen. Long as Revelation 2:10 be thou faithful unto death. See, that day,
See, right, Acts 2 right there, Acts 2. See, that day is the climax. See, the church of Christ, the ecclesia, was that vehicle that gives us the 21 books. Because if the church of Christ never would have been established, there would have been no need for Romans through Jude. There wouldn't have been no need for the book of Revelation, because we all would have been lost. Because, see, we couldn't have been saved without the church. Could we? We couldn't have been saved without Jesus. Amen. Dying on the cross, blood purchased the church, Acts 20 and 28. See, if that day never came, see, if that day never came, see, if Jesus never died on the cross and shed blood and allowed that day to come, see, there would be no hope. Amen. Go with me to 1 Corinthians 15. I'm going to read to you. Talk about the gospel. See, the argument was over 1 Corinthians 15. Amen. See, I want to start reading verse 1. He said, "Boy, brother," see, that word again, right? Am I right? Right, 27 there. See? Talk about us, right? "I declare unto you the gospel which I preach unto you, which you have received and wherein you stand, which also you are saved, if you keep in memory," that's that knowing, right? "What I preached unto you, unless you believed in what?" See, the gospel what? Saved us, right? The book saved us. The gospel is the spirit of truth, is that right? The gospel is the comfort, am I right? The gospel is what's going to be with us forever and ever, am I right? See, then it goes on to say, "For I delivered unto you, first of all, that which also I received, how that Christ died for our sin according to the scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the scriptures." 3, 4, 5, that's what the gospel is. Gospel is the DBR, death, burial, and resurrection, right? "And that he was seen of Cephas, of the 12, and that he was seen above 500 brethren at once, of whom the great part remained until this present, but some have fallen asleep. And that he was seen of James, then of all the apostles," right? "And last of all, he was seen of me," right? Apostle Paul, born out of due season, right? "Also, of one born out of due time. For I am the least of the apostles, that am not meet to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God." Now this is here because, see, Acts 1, where there's 22, 23, he did not meet the qualification to be an apostle. But he was an apostle born out of due season, the gospel to the Gentiles. Amen. See, because, see, the church came in two phases. Acts 2 to the Gentiles, right? I mean, Jews, right? And Acts 10 to the Gentiles, right? And they were made one in Acts 10. Okay? See? And that's what he's talking about. And then it says, "But by the grace of God, I am what I am, and his grace which was bestowed upon me was not in vain, but I labor more abundantly than they all, yet not I, but the grace of God which was with me." All right? "Therefore, whether it were I or they, so we preach and so we believe." Now look at verse 12. "Now if Christ be preached that he rose from the dead, how say some among you that there is no resurrection from the dead?" Now listen to what he says, beginning in verse number 13. "But if there be no resurrection from the dead, then is Christ not risen? And if Christ be not risen, then is our preaching what? Vain." Right? "And your faith is also in vain." And what he's simply saying here, see, if that day never came, if Jesus never resurrected from the dead, everything that we'll be doing will be useless. Preaching, right? And everything else, right? Then look at verse 17 real quick. "If Christ be not raised, your faith is in vain." See? Then they also which are fallen asleep in Christ will do what? Pass. See? Mm-hmm. 17. "And if Christ be not raised, your faith is in vain. You are yet in your sin." That's right. Thank you. "You're yet in your sin." That's right. See. So the whole point that I'm trying to show you, you tie that back in, 1 Corinthians 15, with the gospel, right? And the gospel is truth. Amen. See, that's the reason why I tell you all the time. See, you tell them AGG. They say, that's gospel music. There ain't no gospel music. How can it be gospel music when it ain't truth? The gospel is the spirit and then truth, right? To be gospel, it got to be Ephesians 5:19, Colossians 3:16, Hebrews 13:15, 1 Corinthians 14:15. It got to be done in spirit and in what? Y'all with me? See? It drives me crazy when I look on Facebook and I see Christians say, oh, I just love this song. And there's a denomination of song. Some that's error. Some that's not sanctioned by the gospel. See, you can't take something wrong and make it right. How can you love it? Amen? Wrong or right? Because it's true. Now, you may say, well, Al Lyles, you being picky. No. If we being picky, why did Paul write 1 Corinthians 15? See, if that day wasn't important, if the resurrection wasn't important, if the gospel wasn't important, why did Paul say what he said? Amen. See, if that day never came, number one, we'll still be dead in our sins. We'll perish. Everything that we do will be in vain. So why are you going to allow people to take truth and water it down to mean something that is not? Because you can't do that. Amen. That's the whole point that we're talking about. Truth, right? Truth gives you comfort, right? So why you want to dilate it or dilute it to mean something that is not? You with me? See, that's the same thing about group singing. See, that's the same thing. See, people say, well, why don't y'all go to the full sun and sing? Well, how can I go to the full sun and sing? I don't have no problem with congregational singing. I think that's great. I think we need to unify. Amen. But do it right. Amen. See, how in the world are you going to let somebody come in your pulpit, come in your congregation, and lead you, and you know they wrong? That was make that wrong. See, not the full Sunday singing. See, because I think we need to unify, don't you? I think brother needs to come together and let us reason together. Amen. And worship God in spirit and in truth. But when you do it, put truth in the forefront. Amen. Don't allow it to be wrong. Don't allow it to be something that's going to violate the principle of God. See? And that's the point that we need to see. Let's go back to John 14. Y'all with me? Because see, everybody wants comfort, right? Everybody wants to be true, right? Everybody want to be happy. Everybody don't want to be trouble. But see, you want on your own terms. You can't get on your own terms. We have a prerequisite. See, we have the book, and the book got to be followed to the T. See? And the reason why we don't want to follow to the T, because sin is in the camp. And we want to justify to do what we want to do, versus doing what God wants us to do. Amen. And it's not going to happen. That's the reason why the world all messed up. Man, CNN, everybody just talking. They spend all this time just talk. Trying to find out what's the reason. Trying to find out why. Trying to find out this. Looking at that video. Man, they checking everything that they possibly can. All they got to do is say, hey, what's wrong? It's sin, man. That's why people do stuff like this. I told a lady the other day, you know, we can stop this mess. You know what we need to do? Man, if they catch him today, have a trial tomorrow, then call all the TV stations hanging like Matt Dillon did. Or put him in front of a firing squad, shoot him right between the eyes. Shoot him. Hang him. That's the law. The Bible says we're supposed to obey the laws of the land. Amen. I guarantee you see two or three hangings. Well, is it inhumane for them to go in there and kill them 20 children? No. Suppose that one of your children. that went to school, and schools and churches used to be the safest place there were. How would you like to send your kid to school and they don't come home because some idiot went in and shot up and killed your child? Now you think about that. See, it's easy for me to say it when I don't have to wear the shoes. But you think about those people who lost children, family members. You think about those people who got legs blown off and arms blown off, people who lost their life, that 8-year-old boy who had just had ice cream with his family. You think about that, and then you tell me this is fair. The Bible says you're supposed to obey the laws of the land, amen? We are subject to the laws of the land. What good is having a trial and they're telling you your punishment is the death to be killed, but you can play with the system so long that we got to take care of you for the next 20 years. Matt Dillon and them didn't do it. Y'all must ain't watched Gunsmoke lately. The Rodman comes on every Saturday morning from 3:30 to 7 a.m. Amen? I guarantee you. Over in Turkey, am I right, brother? You rape somebody, they castrate you. You stole, they cut your hand off. You ain't gonna, ain't too many one-armed people walking around. It'll stop it. Am I right? What's wrong with the word? We've gotten away from God's word. Let's go back. See, you got to stay in the word. Amen. And that's the point. So look what he said in verse 21. He says here, verse 20. At that day, I'm through with that. At that day, you shall know that I am in my Father, and yet ye in me, and I in you. He that has my commandments, look what he said now. He that has my commandments and keepeth them, right? He it is that love me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him. Now this saying a lot right here. A lot. If you want people to see Jesus in you, because that's how Jesus is manifesting in us, through the word, right? Number one, he said, you got to have the commandments, the spirit of truth, that comforter, that bind with us forever and ever. No, you're not your body and temple of the spirit. And not only do you have to have it, but you got to keep them. See, a lot of people know scriptures, but they don't keep it. See, that's what Hebrews 10:26 said. Sinning willfully after receiving the knowledge of truth, there remain no more sacrifice for sin, James 4:17, to him who knoweth to do good and do it not. See, a lot of people know it's wrong, but they do it in Ohio. See, a lot of people got Bibles, but they don't keep God's word. Most churches have Bibles, but they don't keep God's word. Amen. See, most preachers stand up and preach truth, but they won't keep God's word. I mean, most people stand up and preach from the Bible, but they won't keep God's word. See, not only do you have to have it, but you got to keep it. See, when you let that spirit of truth dwell in you through study, see, Jesus is going to be manifested in us by the way we live, amen. Because when we walk in the light as he's in light, we're going to be light, amen. You see what I mean? See, the problem is with most people that go to church, they go and that's all they do. They don't study. You say, why you say that? Because you know a tree by its fruit. Because most people look at this verse and understand what Jesus is saying. If you have my commandments, you will keep my commandments. See, we wouldn't be argumentative when it comes to God's word. You wouldn't be fussing about God's word, whether right or wrong. You'd do it. Amen? You talked about Abraham, didn't you? Now, how would you like to be in Abraham's shoes? Bro, how
How would you like to have taken one of your little boys? God came to you and said, take Demetrius in the morning at 5 o'clock in the morning. And in the morning, I'm going to tell you what to do. How would you like to be in that predicament? Think about it. How you thought Abraham must have felt? When Abraham got there, he was looking for a sacrifice. See, he didn't know that son whom he loved was going to be the sacrifice. Amen? But because God told him to do it, and because he knew it, amen, and because he loved him, he was willing to offer his son as a sacrifice, and the Bible said he went down to do it. And the angel of the Lord came and caught his hand. Can you believe that? Now, we don't face tasks that difficult, do we? The only task we got to do, study to show ourselves approved unto God, pray without ceasing, not forsake the assembly. See, know ye not that your bodies are temple of the Holy Spirit, come ye out from among them. That's just a few. That's not hard to do. Amen? That's not hard to do. But most people, most Christians who come to church, who are part of the ecclesia, who have been baptized for the remission of sin, if you would take a survey, probably one or two out of 1,000 will study God's word every day. Is that being judgmental? That's a few. The Bible says only a few going to be saved anyway. Well, look at the whole world and know it. Only 8 were saved, right? That's a pretty true comparison. I mean, you ask the question here. Since Sunday, how many of you studied the Bible since Sunday? Tell the truth. I mean, to yourself. See, how many of you literally picked up the Bible and put something in? See, tell the truth. But that's what he says here. Look what he says. He that has my commandments, you got them right. Here's the spirit of truth, right? Here's that comfort, right? It's going to be with you forever and ever. Amen. It's going to dwell in you. Ain't that what he said? He said, not only will it do that, but it's going to give you comfort. Ain't that what he said? He said, in that day, look at what's going to happen. He said, in that day, you shall know that I am my Father, and yet ye and me, I and you. But all you got to do, you got the commandments. Keep my commandments. Now, this is the key word, if you love me. See? And he that loves me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him. Now go back to John 1:1. That's what he's talking about. See, John 1:1. That's it right there. Am I right? But then John 1:1, look what he said here. He said, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the same was in the beginning. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the light was the light of men. And the light shined in darkness, and the darkness comprehended not. He's talking about God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. Amen. He's talking about the deity of God, the Godhead. Amen. See, that's the reason why. You know, you hear more preachers stand up and preach that sermon. Let not your heart be troubled. They don't know what they're talking about. Because it's more. See, he's telling us that because of that day. The spirit of truth. That comforter. They're going to be with us forever and ever. See, these are the words we need to remember. Amen. Come, let me tell you something. There's going to be some tough days. Things ain't going to get no better in this country. Things going to get worse. See, economical, on your job, financially, things going down fast. In case you don't know it, things are going down fast. The handwriting is on the wall. What did I say? You can be skeptic if you want to. Brother, y'all got that this morning? Amen. You got that? And it's not forgery. It's truth. Amen. What did you shake your head for? You didn't get it? Oh, okay. I gotta put you back on my email list. Yeah. Tell the truth that time. I ain't took you off the test. All right? So, yeah. And look at verse 22. And I ain't gonna be able to cover this because, see, Judas still didn't understand. Did he? Well, Judas asked the question. He said to him, not Judas. Judas said to him, not Iscariot, Lord, how is it that thou will manifest thyself unto us and not unto the world? See, he still didn't understand. See, the same way people don't understand today. See, I'm sitting here telling you, let not your heart be troubled. See, if you take this book, you take this spirit of truth, if you can take these commandments, if you keep them because you love him, see, because it's going to dwell with you forever. It's a book going to stay with you forever. See, if you understand what I'm saying, see, and then let Jesus be seen through our life. See, do you understand that? Do you? See, that's worth the admission today. Amen. That's worth coming in, Brother Frazier, to realize that. Amen. Am I right? See, that comfort going to be with you in good times and bad times. But Hall, that comfort going to be with you when they get on your last nerve at Sam's. That you can just stand back and say, nobody even know what you're doing. Sometimes you have to do that. I'm serious. You just got to let that word filter through understanding, through knowledge. See, they don't know what you're doing. But see, what you're doing, reaching down up in that temple and pulling it out, they give you some assurance that everything's going to be all right. Because I'm telling you, it ain't going to get no better. See, and the reason why, because everything going downhill. See, jobs ain't worth a quarter. You know why? Because people don't have them. It's called economic supply and demand. Got a lot looking for them, a lot want them, amen. So we got a lot, so why have to pay you $20 when we can, boom, give you $8 to do the same thing? Think about it, amen. And then you sitting here caught up in the world, right? And you caught up in what you got, and you caught up in materialism, and you caught up in the world and trying to let the world satisfy you instead of letting that spirit of truth give you comfort. Something wrong with you. Amen. Especially if you're a Christian. Now, I expect the world. That's what he said here. See, the world don't know, but we know. Amen. See, that's the comfort we get. Amen. It makes no difference. You remember we talked about that the other day? See, you got to know what need and want is. See? And once you understand that, for whatever state you find yourself in, be content. See, once you get that, everything going to be all right. See? Am I right? See? I'm laughing with Dara today. She brought my lunch, Sean. You know what I had? I had half an apple, banana, and water. I was sitting down at my desk eating it. That's a Lord, I never thought in my day that I'd get filled off of a half a banana, a half an apple, and a bottle of water. Guess what? When I got through eating, I was full for hours. Because I called her back and said, you got the other half of the apple? But it worked for a little while. But it did the job. And the reason why I'm saying it, because see, you've been so used to sitting down with two or three pieces of meat, big old plate of green, big old plate of mac. Y'all know how we eat, right? See, and I was just shocked. I was sitting there eating it. I pat my feet too. Half an apple. See, I put a little Splenda on the apple. Sweeten it up a little bit. Okay, half a banana and a thing of water. See, maybe I got hungry because I went walking after I got through eating. And I walked the apple off. Maybe that's what I want. But y'all understand what I'm saying? See, once you condition yourself, see, to understand. See, but you got to let the word of God, that spirit of truth,
that comforter that dwell in us, that going to be with us forever and ever, give us the assurance to know. See, once you know and understand what is the will of the Lord, because you got the commandments and you keep his commandments because you love him, everything else is going to be all right. See, because the world can't hurt you. The world can't hurt you. See, these jobs can't hurt you because, see, you got something big and bad. It's called the power of the word of God. Amen. Amen. And guess what? I believe that, don't you? I really do. And let me tell you something. If you had any sense and you call yourself a Christian, you would believe it too. Because I'm going to tell you, it ain't going to get no better. See, it's going to get worse. See, worse. I'm going to close by saying this here. They were talking about gun control and how these people came and from Connecticut, and all these parents pleaded with the senators and begged them. And they said they even were standing in the gallery and watching them take the vote. And they said that still, because they were cold-hearted, they defeated it. And all they want you to do is register before you buy a gun. Does that make sense? Do a background check. You don't need them. Right? If you're a felon, you don't need them. Maybe I shouldn't have said the word nut, but anyway. All right. We'll pick back up next week.